Good afternoon, sir. What is your name, sir?
My name is Zachary Rashawn Bacham.
Okay, Mr. Bacham. Who's going to do you?
I have you, sir.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Cabanis will serve as a lead, sir. So just hang on.
Okay.
Mr. Bacham, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Okay, my first name is Zachary Rashawn Bacham, and my ADC number is 265754.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Good, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on August 31st, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See a new attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the individual on the far right on the opposite side of the bench. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. We have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
All right.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Bacham, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole, pardon me, and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Bacham, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions.
Okay.
Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal division company as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the Maricopa Reentry Center as directed on July 17, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Bacham, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Bacham's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Bacham, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bacham. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Bacham was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on March 14, 2018. He was arrested on August 16, 2018 by Tempe PD, known charges. He was back in U.S.C. custody on August 16, 2018, with an adjusted previous supervision end date of November 11, 2018, 30 days. Current conviction, 2016, aggravated DUI, 2.5 years. Prior conviction, 2011, discharging firearm in city limits, 4 months. This is second term at UFC, CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gaming information noted, no prior charges of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2005 marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2006 burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2011 endangerment, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2015 DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G2B3.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Baca. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at 129 West Loma Vista Drive, Tempe, Arizona. This is your last known residence. So was this the only place that you lived when you were released from prison this last time?
Yes, that's my grandparents' house. Where my daughter and my kids are at, and my mom.
Looks like that you reported employment as a cook at Main Event and Red Double Pizza. You did not provide any other verifiable employment, so were these the only jobs that you held?
Yeah, and I still have my job at Red Double as soon as I get out.
Thank you, sir. It's always positive when we hear that people are working. It sounds like, did you get work pretty quick after you came out of the prison system?
Yeah, I got my job the second week I've been out.
Well, we commend you for that. We got programming notes that you were referred to Potter's House for substance abuse on June 13, 2018. You completed high intake at the Potter's House. On March 14, 2018, you referred to the treatment assessment of screening center for random urinalysis testing assigned to the color code Ivy. You did not submit a urine sample under that color code. On June 1st, 2018, you were assigned Peach. And we have the following results. It looks like on June 1st, 2018, you had a positive for cocaine. June 20th. And July 5th, 2018, no samples were collected. And then on July 17th, 2018, you had another positive for cocaine. Sanctions notes on June 1st, you were staffed with PS lease due to your admission of drug use. You were referred to substance abuse program to Potter's House and sanctioned to increase contacts. On July 17, 2018, you were staffed by Senior Parole Officer Allen due to a misdrain sample. On July 5, 2018, you had a failure to report for contact. On July 14, you admitted to use of cocaine on July 14, 2018, and also admitted to continued use of alcohol. You were sanctioned to the MRC program, pending placement into ITH, but you didn't report to MRC. So I'll begin questions by asking, why did you not report to MRC, sir?
Well, back then I had to go to work, and I went in to my parole officer, and they said that I was going to MRC. At first, I was with the whole program. I drove out there. Me and my son's mom, we drove all the way out there. And then by the time I got out there and seen everything, I just freaked out and I left.
And with respect to your experience, what exactly freaked you out?
To me, it looked more like a prison than a rehab.
You were missing from community supervision for 30 days after that, so what were you doing during that time?
I was working. I was still at my grandparents' house.
So why did you break up contract with your parole officer?
I knew that he was going to try to send me back to prison, but I never ran. He knew where I was at.
it's not my position as a board member to scold, but it's been our experience that when people stay in contact, it's an opportunity to readjust. And he might have been able, or she might have been able to explain to you that the Maricopa County Reentry Center may look like a prison from the outside, I think especially because it used to be a detention center, but it is in fact a rehabilitation program. So hopefully you won't find yourself in this position again, but we do encourage you, if you are, to maintain contact with the parole officer.
Yes.
What happened that caused the Tempe Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested?
What was that? Because whenever I got out of prison, I never came. The only time I came in contact with the police department was when I had gotten a car accident.
Well, we have a note here that it would seem that you were arrested for your absconder status by the Tempe Police Department. So how did you get arrested? How did you get returned to the Department of Corrections?
The marshals that came and got me, I was in front of my house with my son, and then I went around the corner and they had picked me up.
And I don't want to be dismissive of this, but it looks like that you had some sort of relapse with cocaine use. Did you have a past history with cocaine?
Yes, I did.
Have you been able to stay clean since you've returned to the Department of Corrections?
Yes, I've been clean. I've been clean ever since when I absconded. I got clean about like 10 days before I got caught by the marshals.
Okay, so let me ask my fellow board members, do you have any questions for you? I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Bauer, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand?
No, I believe you guys know everything, and I know I was wrong for what I've done, and I accept full responsibilities, whichever way it goes.
Thank you, Mr. Baca. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself. Before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, there's certainly some qualities I like about Mr. Baca. I do appreciate that he found work very quickly. Sounds like that he was being productive. He was living, had my notes correctly, with grandparents along with his kids, and I find that very promising. Unfortunately, he seemed to have relapsed into cocaine use, which resulted in him being referred to the Maricopa Reentry Center, which he did not report to because it sounds like it was intimidating to him on site. And while I do understand why you might have felt some concern about that, we do know that the Maricopa Reentry Center is a pretty good rehabilitation program. And then he absconded for 30 days, in which we could not account for his transition back to the community. So at this point, with him having what looks to be about 55 days left of his prison sentence, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision. I'm certainly open to the input of my peers, and that's where I'll begin the discussion. Mm-hmm. Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W2132, our discussion with Mr. Baca, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Baca, was delinquent. Following terms and conditions of supervision and padlocks, or is about to lapse in a criminal agent company, inasmuch that he relapsed into drug use and absconded, in which we could not monitor a safe transition, transition back to the community, and that is my motion. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Baca, your supervision has been revoked, and you will be released on or about November 11th, 2018. I recognize that may sound like a long way away, but that is just 55 days. November is just around the corner, so we encourage you to pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections. Try not to see this as a negative. We have to make some hard decisions on behalf of the people of Arizona, and I am highly encouraged that you had employment that entire time. Hopefully that job is waiting for you when you come out, and we hope to see you productive when you return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Brockett.
All right.
Good luck.